Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name. Because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something. That there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about the kingdom. And tonight at midnight, we're going to talk about complaining. How often do you complain? Many times we complain and don't even know that we're complaining. And we are live tonight. And if you want to give us a call and be, I've got a complaint. We want to hear your complaint tonight. Okay, because Bible says that we should not complain, but be thankful about everything. And tonight, at midnight, we're going to minister music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. Because we want to be a light. And a light cannot light its candle and hide it under a bush. So, as we're letting our light shine on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, we want to encourage you to cast all your cares. This morning we talked about worries. We want to encourage you to cast all your cares upon God, because he cares for you. His desire that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So tonight, we're going to focus on complaining. And this song that you're listening to is by Demita, and it's entitled "I Won't Complain."
Rising in you, and that's true. How good are the things you do?
question is, how do you feel at the moment? Do you feel brand new? Or do you feel torn up? Many times we can't move forward because we're complaining, and then we're torn up. And I'm just going to minister songs that cause us to express our emotions. Eternally, we act out, we feel, and if our conscience was clear, we understand that life torments us more than a guilty conscience. And we are going to just listen to this song. She's expressing that she's torn out. Maybe this is what you're feeling tonight. Truth was told, 99% of people are 50% torn up on a daily basis, and instead of facing the challenges, they just let the anger and their feelings oppress them. I was reading in the book of Psalms a minute ago about how the Israelites were oppressed by their oppressors. And the psalmist said, "They had greatly oppressed me from my youth." And listen to that, from youth. He said, "Let Israel say, they have greatly oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long. But the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked. And they all who hate Zion be turned back in shame. May they be like grass on the roof, which wither before it can grow. With it, the reapers cannot feel his hands. Not one who gather feels his arms. May those who pass by not say, 'The blessings of the Lord be upon you.' We bless you in the name of the Lord." What am I saying here? See, the wicked oppressors, even they're there, they're sitting at the table, because God said that he'll prepare a table before your enemies in Psalms 23. But just because they're there, they don't have the victory. And see, many times it all begins from our youth. In the time of Israel was enslaved in Egypt, Israel was suffering much at the hands of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and those that were in rulership, the different tribes. They were the kingdoms, against themselves oppressing God's chosen people. This second verse, chapter 129, the second division, says, "Have not gained the victory." The psalmist was stating that despite the oppression, I still got the victory. You may take away my food. You may throw me in the lion's den. You may put me in prison. But I still got the victory. And I am not destroyed. See, many times our enemy, his job is to put us in bondage and to keep us there. But we have the victory. When the oppressor comes and you're aware that this person or that situation is trying to put you in bondage, in prison, it's not always the other person. Many times it's our conscience. You know, many times we experience stuff in our youth. We don't know how to process reality and perception. Many times we allow what has happened to us at an early age. It becomes a part of reality. It becomes a part of our lifestyle. Our consciousness is not real. It's not clear. So what happens is we tend to allow our conscience to keep us from seeing our destiny, from seeing our purpose, because we're all torn up inside. It's out. power of yours oppressed because of a situation that has happened to you at an early age. Don't complain. Don't even open up your mouth to repeat what has happened. Now, if you must, I was told one time, go to your mom. If you don't go to your mother or your father, go to God. God will be your mother. He would be your father. In the times of oppression, oppression will come, but you can be the victor and not the victim. Many times we point the blame on our mother and our father, our sister and our brother, a complete stranger, even the dog and the cat. But I come to discover in my own personal experience that we have a pattern as human beings to put our trust in our own abilities instead of trusting God. There's somewhere in the scripture that says the reason why we war against one another is because we can't have the things that we desire. So what we do is we focus on the things that causes more grief than good. So if you're listening for the first time, I'm Deb Jackson, host of Kingdom Focus at Midnight, ministering music with the message to soothe the mind. The music with the message tonight, if you're oppressed, depressed, put your trust in God and let God work out a healing for your soul. What is the soul? Well, first of all, your intellect, your emotions, and your will. When you put your trust in God, it's no longer you, but God working out the healing, the unforgiveness, the oppression, the depression. When you put your trust in God and wait on the Lord and be of good courage, He will strengthen your heart. So enjoy this next election. I will trust. in Psalms 129. Even though the song of it was written to express his oppression, very next Psalms 130, the psalmist's testimony of how he trusted in the Lord, he cried out of the depths, "I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is for redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins." This is the testimony to trust in the Lord by one who knows that even though he is a sinner, the Lord hears his cry out of the depths. So we serve a great God, and as we trust in the Lord and sing unto the Lord in the good time and in the bad times, we will overcome and be the victor and not the victim. So, like Paul and Silas at midnight, they pray and praise. And a miracle took place. We talk a lot about that they were released from prison, but at the same time, they were going through. They not only saved their own lives, but they saved likewise the jailer who had a watch and responsibility, make sure that they would not escape prison, because the penalty would lose his own life, the jailer would lose his own life. But instead of fear, he asked Paul and Silas, "What must I do to be saved?" See, many of you have not really had a personal experience with trusting God. Because, see, no matter what you're going through, if you put your trust in God, he will deliver you, just like God delivered the children of Israel from Pharaoh. He parted the Red Sea, and they crossed over. Likewise, when Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego was in the fire because they would not worship false gods, Jesus was right there in the fire. The Bible says there was a fourth person. They crossed over. Yes, they did. Because they came out without being burnt up. They came out victoriously. Joseph, the dreamer, he was thrown in the pit and was told, his brothers told the father that he died. But look at him. God raised him from the pit to the palace. He became the victor and not the victim. Because why? They put their trust in a great God. So, invite you, I challenge you to trust God no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like. We serve a great God. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. It's music at midnight on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live at midnight on www.blogtalkradio. We're here to minister music with the message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. And every fourth Friday, we're going to set the stage, a platform for you, our listeners, our family, and friends to come to a gathering where we all can come together on one accord and sing together. Many times we all try to talk together at one time, but that's impossible. But we can all sing together. This program is an outreach of the AJ Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. And our mission is to transform lives through palms, prayer, outreach, evangelism, music, and serving one another. Psalms 133 said how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in the unity. Can't we just love just for 1 minute, 1 second, 1 hour? If you want to see change, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So tune in. 7:11. As we enter into 2016, we see that music do make a difference. There's a benefit in listening to the right music. Music is universal, but the ears is the gate to your soul. And just like food, if you're listening to music that's going to cause you to feel torn up inside, you're going to act out what you feel. If you're listening to music with the message to soothe your mind and heal your soul, then you're going to respond in a way that's going to enrich, empower, inspire, love breaks barriers. Love conquers a multitude of ill feelings, unforgiveness. Love is unconditional. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life. Eternal life is a gift from God, and Jesus was that gift to the world. So, will you trust him tonight? Will you trust him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and body? Will you trust him?
Oh,
I'm going to read another psalm, and that's followed Psalms 131. David said, "My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, I don't know what to say, but these psalms, he was interceding for Israel. I'm interceding for the sinner, the person that is lost that don't know Jesus Christ. I'm interceding for the backslider. I'm interceding for those that are prideful." And this is what David was crying out to the Lord. He was confessing that his eyes was not haughty. Why? Because in Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." See, many times we're torn up because we know we missed the mark. We know we fell. But David said he had stilled and quieted his soul like a weaning child with his mother. Like a weaning child, his soul was at still because he put his hope in the Lord. It's midnight, and it'll be midnight in 15 minutes. So as we close, Jesus taught us to pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." And then Psalms 132, the scripture said in that prayer that as we ask God to give our day, our daily bread, the next line was, "Forgive us of our transgression as we forgive those that transgress against us." And in Psalms 132, David said, "O Lord, remember David and all the hardship he endured. He swore an oath to the Lord and made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. Say that I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes, no slumber to my eyelids. Till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob." This is a prayer for God's favor on the reigning of son of David and on the regiment that David founded. When we pray for God to reign, we must, first of all, acknowledge our sins. The Bible says, if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us. Change comes with repentance. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people who are called by my name should humble themselves and pray, God will heal the land. He would open up heaven and pour out a blessing." also, remember, you don't have to complain. If you're torn up, trust in the Lord. Because he's a great God. And most of all, pray. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Pray. Because prayer is our language. Heavenly language. When we pray to God, Abba Father, we can ask him to lead us not into temptation. We can ask him for our daily bread. We can ask him for forgiveness. And we can also thank him. We can praise him, for he is a great God. So, sing a new song. Don't complain.
You're not.
someone was to ask you, what would you do when you're out torn up? Well, Martin Luther says that his conscience is captive to the Word of God. So, if you're going to press towards your purpose and fulfilling your destiny, you got to press towards a higher mark in Christ Jesus. So, as we close at the program of At Midnight, Kingdom Focus, song says, no looking back. So, we close with this thought, press. If you're torn up inside, push, pray until something happens. And pray.
But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire